This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Tight end. And Scotty Miller was there with him too. So they brought in relics from his days in Atlanta and Tennessee, but
I mean, I'm guessing
Smith wants more money. That's why he's unhappy in Miami and they don't want to give it to him.
He does.
After that year.
The Schefter thing says he would rather stay there under a reworked deal.
So you trade for another tight end who's going to be 30 years old. You give him more money and you give up something? I'm not a huge fan of that. Like, this offensive coordinator wants to make the entire team out of tight ends.
Yes, we've already gotten a tweet. Arthur Smith's bold plan, 11 tight ends on offense.
Right. And we just heard Freiermuth talking about how he would assume wide receiver two duties. His numbers were that of a number two wide receiver last year. He pretty much functioned as their number two receiver with that big void in their offense. You just paid Pat. So I get why Arthur Smith would want Jonnu Smith, but I don't really understand why the Steelers would want to do this.
Why they'd indulge him. By the way, here's the important question for a player that's not currently on the roster. If you still think Aaron Rodgers is this team's quarterback, does Aaron Rodgers want Jonnu Smith? We have no idea.
Who is the most prolific tight end in Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay? Who's the guy that we think of as his go-to Heath Miller type?
Wasn't the guy at the end of his career who was having good numbers, what was his name? Tonyan?
Robert Tonyan.
The Tonyan death grip?
He did have Tonyan. I was thinking of Richard Rodgers. Mercedes Lewis.
Oh, yeah. God, Mercedes
the
Lewis.
The corpse of Mercedes
years.
Lewis. The guy's 40 years old.
Is he still playing?
He's trying to get back into the league for one more year.
Why?
Because he wants to go to 40, I guess.
No, I mean, his time
no,
in Green...
No, he is 40. He played last year at 40.
His time in Green Bay, he did very little. His entire career in Green Bay, he had fewer catches, yards,
and touchdowns. He was good in Jackson.
I don't think he's really ever utilized the tight end in a big way. JerMichael Finley...
Richard Rodgers, I think, might have been the one guy who had some decent numbers. He had 8 touchdowns in 2015.
Our boy JerMike from next door at KDK AM is probably, he's the guy I think of on the 2010 team. Who else is there?
He always utilized like multiple receivers, it was, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It was always, he had Jordy Nelson, he had Jennings.
James Jones.
James Jones wearing the hoodie. Your buddy James
Jones. He might come on the show tomorrow.
Yeah? That's
yeah,
what I said, was, your buddy, you guys
He was supposed
together.
To come on last Friday, but our messages kind of got crossed up. But he wants to come on and talk about his former quarterback.
Donnie, you would love to have Jonnu Smith here, though, because you'd just be hitting us with, you can dance if you Jonnu, 50 times a week?
One of Berman's best. One of his newest.
Again, I think Arthur Smith, we do know he loves to utilize that position, but man, you were just really loading up. And as Pony said it pretty well, Donnie, you're paying a guy more money, you're giving up something to get him, and you already just paid the guy who presumably is your principal tight end. And is Jonnu Smith an inline blocker at all? He doesn't look it.
No, the blocker's Washington.
Okay.
But so then he's going to lose his playing time.
So is Connor Hayward, he's now an H-back or he's off the team?
I look at Connor Hayward. I love Meatball, but he's a spare part guy.
He's a special teams player if he's anything at this point. So is that how you're going to design an offense? Does Rodgers want to use an offense that prominently features two tight ends? I doubt it.
Warren Sharp, Arthur Smith was the tight ends coach in Tennessee when they drafted Jonnu Smith. Smith then signed Jonnu Smith in 2023, his final year with the Falcons. Each year under Arthur Smith, Jonnu Smith progressively saw more volume. So this is his guy. He loves this dude.
His best year when he was with Tennessee was 2020. He had better rate stats, i.e. caught like basically for a better average for the same amount of touchdowns on way fewer targets. He was a much more efficient player with Tennessee than he ended up being with the sheer number of targets he got, at least for finding the end zone, Pony. They targeted him 65 times. He had 8 touchdowns that 2020 season. He had 111 targets for 8 touchdowns last year. So he was, when he was catching passes for that Tennessee team, he was doing so very efficiently. They just used him a ton more in Miami. How much was Waddle hurt last year? They had guys that were their usual big targets that weren't always playing there in that offense.
He was electric in the second half of the season, and he put up a lot of those numbers, I think, even when Tua was out. Waddle played 15 games last year.
Did Hill miss time, or was he just dinged up?
Hill was banged up really the entire year last year.
So maybe
he played
that's
all 17
more what I'm
games.
Thinking.
All their numbers were, it's interesting, the wide receivers' numbers were way down there because Tua was hurt for so much, and the tight end's the guy that took advantage of that. I don't know, man.
Like, shorter, safer throws.
Actually,
probably.
I do know. He's 30. He's 30 years old. He wants presumably, I don't know, a $3 or $4 million raise. So closer to $10 million than $5 million. And even if you have to give up a draft pick, I'm going to assume it's not like a high end draft pick. Maybe it's a late round pick. I really don't want to do all that for a guy at a position that's redundant.
Trust that you would integrate him into an offense? I don't. Do you trust that your presumptive quarterback wants to throw him the ball?
I don't, but here's the thing. I don't really care about what Aaron Rodgers wants.
I might not, but they're going to have to. If they still think he's going to be their quarterback, they should be trying to figure out, does Rodgers like this guy? If he's somebody who's not currently on the roster, you've got to save room for the Aaron Rodgers super friends, for eventually acquiring Alan Lazard, for bringing Randall Cobb in as your wide receivers coach or something like that.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe we're missing the obvious here. Maybe the right answer is this is a sign, albeit a small one, that they're actually less convinced that Rodgers is coming here. How about that? And let's continue to build an offense that's more an Arthur Smith offense, that's heavy on tight ends, heavy on the run game, and it's not all about the 41-year-old quarterback. I don't know. I'll throw that out there.
I thought that was an initial little brainworm.
Why would you pivot to Jonnu Smith if your plan is to get Aaron Rodgers in here and then a few days later just bring Alan Lazard in to be the number two wide receiver? Are they going to do both of those things?
You would think that they're.
I would think not.
Both.
I mean, you could do both, but I don't think they're going to make 3 trades for wide receivers and tight ends this offseason where they give up picks.
I mean, if you bring in Jonnu Smith, your top 3 pass catchers are very clearly DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth, and Jonnu Smith by design. So Calvin Austin, you're fighting with Roman Wilson for playing time. Bobby Trees, have fun. We need you to be a veteran example setter. Apologies to Nick Faribault. Apparently that's his like favorite wide receiver of all time. And you didn't see that, Donnie?
No, apparently, we were in the back thinking about how Nick Faribault looked like the guy from Lost before the show.
He does. Nick, though, apparently it's like a self-deprecating joke. He's like obsessed with Robert Woods. He thinks he's
and Donnie also and said Nick looked like Van Halen's son.
What's Van Halen? Wolfie?
Wolfgang.
They call him Wolfie, though, don't they?
Yeah. Well,
and who's his mom? Valerie Bertinelli? I think that's who Van Halen.
I don't know.
I think that's who he was married to.
He does have a resemblance when he lets the hair down a little bit.
All right, thumbs up or thumbs down on this?
Down.
Don?
Ultimately.
I mean, I'd say down because, like, that's not a position you need.
No.
Like, okay, maybe you don't love Pat Freiermuth, maybe you don't love Darnell Washington, but I mean, how many
tight
ends?
What do you mean? You have to love Freiermuth with the contract they gave him. And the guy was productive last year. He caught the balls that were thrown to him. Now, he didn't pick up some first downs on plays.
I'm not saying the team. I'm saying, like, you could be a fan that doesn't love either option.
I get you now.
I mean, how many tight ends are you going to have?
Well, like we just said, Arthur Smith ideally would want an entire team of tight ends.
What are the best two tight end offenses, like, build around them? The Patriots, when they had Hernandez and Gronk, was pretty lethal, but that's still Brady at the controls. It's the all-time best.
Yep.
Lethal, maybe not my best choice of words there.
No, because he was a murderer.
Well, they were definitely lethal.
On the field, Donnie.
Man.
I'm going to go with on the field here. Who else, though? Think of, like, offenses actually built, because that offense in the passing game was built around those two guys. There weren't receivers that they were complementary parts to.
Well, I mean, Baltimore did a lot of Likely and Andrews.
That's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys.
Although it never felt like both guys were catching a lot of passes at the same time. They had them on the field a lot, but it always felt like if one was healthy, the other was kind of whatever.
I mean, I get using two tight ends. They worked out of that formation a ton last year, not only because Arthur Smith prioritizes it, but because they didn't have good wide receivers. But see, it's interesting on this level. I think that Arthur Smith is going to be de-emphasized if Aaron Rodgers comes here. If they trade for Jonnu Smith and Aaron Rodgers doesn't come here, then I think it's all about Arthur Smith. It's one extreme or the other. It's either going to be Arthur Smith's offense, or they brought in these people to run Arthur Smith's offense, and then Aaron Rodgers is just going to hijack it. Absolutely going to happen.
If it is all about Arthur Smith and somehow Rodgers wasn't here, doesn't end up coming here, would you be at all encouraged by the fact that they seem to be catering to the coordinator and not really the head coach's
wishes? Yeah, well, here's what I like about it. That would mean they have an identity. They have a plan. It's not my favorite plan, but I get it.
They're trying to replicate or close to replicate something that might have worked.
Yeah, and if you're Arthur Smith, you might look at it like, would I rather have two good tight ends or reach for, you know, a second wide receiver who's past his prime? Me personally, I would just sign Keenan Allen and be done with it. But they clearly don't see it that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Got tons of breaking news right now. Adam Schefter's Jonnu Smith report, the Steelers and Dolphins talking trade. We also have this out of the tabloid The Sun. Headline, no joke, I got a horrifying 7-year infection after my boyfriend farted in my face. Docs were stunned when they looked up my nose. Influencer Christine Connell was plagued by a stuffy nose and facial pain for years afterwards. She traced her symptoms back to a fateful night spent in a hotel room. Christine was lying in bed recovering from knee surgery when her boyfriend, bare ass, broke wind while he was changing in front of her. The content creator claims she's been battling sinus infections in the 7 years since.
The Sun, really, the Twitter feed here, pretty impressive stuff.
Christine on TikTok, I realized that my ex-boyfriend got the best possible breakup revenge that anyone could ever get. I've had persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery and he farted terribly. I couldn't breathe, she said.
Love Island signs up inspirational influencer who nearly died in horrific fire breathing accident?
Yeah, man. A lot going on here. And we got Jonnu Smith, too. And we got Bob Pompiani on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What do you want to start with, Bob, the Jonnu Smith rumor or this horrible story that we just told you about from The Sun in England?
No, I think I'll pass on that one just because, you know, first of all, I'd be very guilty of that sort of stuff as well. As you get older, that sort of thing creeps more into your game, which I don't like.
Into your game?
Did you know that our boss, Craig Riley, is still not
never broken
farted
wind
in front of his wife?
Not once.
Not once?
No.
There should be a comfort period there. You know, you don't do it for a while. But then after so many years, I mean, come on now.
I'm with you, man.
That goes both ways.
Bob, I'm to the point now where if I fart in front of Alex, she might say, like, God bless you as like a joke.
Chris, how long have they been together?
Craig and his lovely wife, Rachel, who he's never farted in front of, have been together for something like 15 years almost.
You're telling me in a decade and a half there's never an upset stomach situation
no,
or just slips out?
I guarantee you there have been some silencers that she's not aware of.
I think you're right.
But what's he doing, like furiously like fanning a pillow
he's
away
from
him?
He's blaming the kids. He's blaming whatever
they do
pets
have a
they
dog.
Have.
They have a dog.
Yep, he's going the dog route.
Oh.
Do you ever blame it on somebody else? I never do. I take full responsibility when I do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it's me, unless it's like truly offensive to the nostrils, Bob.
I think it depends.
Say it's
like
me.
If it happened in a busy elevator or something like that, I wouldn't want to take credit for.
Oh,
it,
Oh yeah,
Bob.
If I was in an elevator with Pony and I knew I farted, I'd immediately blame
him.
Well,
if it was just you and me, yeah. Well, I guess in this situation, yeah,
no. If there's
okay,
other people,
I get it now. I get it. I get it.
For the love of God,
I get it. Bob, what do you make of this Jonnu Smith story? Adam Schefter saying that the Steelers and Dolphins are working on a trade and it would bring another tight end to the Steelers.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it. I just got off the golf course, and Mosey knows this. He played yesterday where I did in a torrential rainfall all day long, and today we got up and played again, so we're kind of out of it a little bit. But
did you get rained on today, or did you get good weather, unlike me?
No, it was mostly decent today, but yesterday, you know how that was. that's impossible to play like that. But
so what, you were out there yesterday? What were we, ships? What were we, ships passing in the night in the afternoon?
Well, I got out there late. I had a meeting in the morning, and I
saw your brother out there, and I said we exchanged pleasantries in the pro shop.
Yep. So I got out late, but I got on there just in time to start, and it was just a fog of a day. Man, it was unbelievable. Anyway, as far as Jonnu Smith. And that I know that Arthur Smith has history with him because it goes all the way back to when he was with Tennessee, I think. And he's been a productive guy. Now, I don't know the genesis of why this is going on here. Is he at the end of a deal or something? So you could fill me in because, again, I've been out of the loop a little bit.
He's got a year left on his deal. He's making less than $5 million. He had a career year there with 8 touchdowns and almost 900 yards, so he wants a new contract. So the Dolphins are shopping him
now.
Well,
they had to use him, though. Didn't they use him because of all these other guys getting injured? He was a primary weapon.
They used him
for
because Tua got injured and their quarterbacks couldn't get the ball to a wide receiver, so they got it to him instead, is what happened there.
Oh, I wonder what that means here then. I mean, why would you want – see, I thought Freiermuth at $12 million a year, whatever he got, that he's the main man there. You have Darnell Washington. You have guys they brought in before. I mean, that doesn't seem like something I would be thinking about. Unless there's an ulterior motive. I mean, I know Smith likes guys like that for sure, and that's part of his game plan, but is it part of the larger scheme here with you-know-who, not sure what he's going to do?
So that's what we kind of brought up, Bob, is either you're building this offense for Arthur Smith and you're saying we don't care about Aaron Rodgers, or we think Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here, and so we're building it really in Smith's image and likeness if we try to trade for this guy, or you're just trying to make this move, and then Aaron Rodgers is going to come and blow it up anyway. And we looked it up. He's not a guy who throws to the tight end a lot. He never has been.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I don't know what he makes, but I know that he's been productive enough that I understand why people would be interested. But I just don't think it's the right fit for the Steelers. I still would be looking for a wide receiver number two. And there's still plenty of guys out there, I think, who haven't signed who would kind of fit that role more so than another tight end.
Bob,
so,
think about this. Is the coach going to let the quarterback throw to the middle of the field this season? Because if he's not, what's the point of bringing in another tight end? They don't use that area of the field at all.
Well, that's why, going back to the Pickens, I felt after the draft and he wasn't traded that they would be utilizing both Metcalf and Pickens deep to create things for the middle of the field for whomever would be their quarterback, but that didn't happen. So I still think their number one priority in offense is coming up with another receiver who can be that guy. If not, it may be, and last year kind of went that way where Freiermuth absorbed some of those responsibilities, and maybe Jonnu Smith would be that as well. But I don't know if I endorse this or not at this point.
Bob, I have a couple of rapid-fire questions that have been submitted by some listeners. Are you game for it?
Sure, let's go. But first, let me ask Chris, what did you shoot yesterday? Because I found it ridiculous to try to score.
So I technically shot a 96, Bob, but you'll laugh at this. The Gin app, because I posted it. I hit cups. You know, I finished out. Only let me post a 93. Do you want to know why? On the little temporary hole there, which is a very nice temporary short fun par three.
70-some yards. Yep.
I took an 8.
Oh, no. They threw it out. That's good for you.
They tossed it out for the scoring, and then 2 holes later on the par three over water, I skipped it onto the green from the water and had a green in regulation and a 25-footer that I promptly three-putted. But I did hit the ball in the water only to watch it skip up and out and onto the green.
It takes a special talent to do that, I'll tell you that.
A lot of power, a lot of club head speed to do that, Bob.
Bob, what is your favorite meal that Lisa makes on a routine basis?
It's called Cheesy Quick Chick. It's like a chicken parmesan dish that she does. Oh, it's terrific. And I hope she has it more than we do because it's so good. And when we have people over, that normally is her go-to.
I think that's awesome that it's a dish that she has made completely kind of originally,
and it's
got its own nickname. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Last time Bob Papiani was moved to tears in a good way.
I cry a lot. I cry last night. I cried. I mean, I'll be honest. I cry at everything, you know.
Come on, Pony. You had to know this.
What had you moved to tears last night? Chris's performance on the
sports
call?
Just a conversation I was having with someone who's had a very difficult time of late, and it just... Oh. You know, I mean, it's enhanced.
Well,
I said in a good way.
Tears of happiness.
Yes, tears of joy.
Oh, happiness.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Not just moved to tears. Tears of happiness.
Tears of happiness. Well, I've at both of my daughter's weddings. I mean, you know, I had to give a father of the bride speech, and I started fine,
Did they both pick different songs for the father-daughter dance, or do they have the same one?
No, different songs. And Selena and I, we actually went through lessons. We had,
I remember that.
She wanted to do something different. So we had a bunch of different, it was like a medley of things. If I don't know what they call, it's not medley. It's not the right word today, but a mix of a whole bunch of different things. And it was good. We practiced for a good long time and I think we pulled it off.
Bob, my ninth wedding anniversary was yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was going to ask you here for tips, for the next 9, 9, 9, 35, 36, whatever years. But my mom and I, for the, son and mother dance, I was like, I don't want to do anything sappy. We put on CCR's Down on the Corner and just cut it up.
Oh, I remember that.
That's a nice one. I like that. And yeah, you got to do whatever makes her happy, whatever, I was game for anything. I like to dance, so it doesn't matter.
What is your best tip for marital bliss for me as I get ready for, to go for year 10 and then well beyond?
Robust sex life.
Well, I can only speak for us. We've been married for 38 years. Lisa and I have, we're pretty independent people. I respect what she does. She respects what I do. So we never really had any kind of issues there. I made it clear at the beginning. I said, I don't do anything except talk. If you're okay with that, sign on the dotted line, because, and she's been great. She's become a very good handy person around the house, and I don't do any of it. It was very much on my mind at the very beginning of the relationship. So no surprises there.
Last movie Bob Pompeiani watched.
Oh my goodness. In a theater?
No.
No, just period. Can't be a repeat viewing. Like first time you've seen it.
Well, I'm a big Godfather series. I did not see The Last Godfather, and I did recently. That would be probably the one, and that's been a while. I haven't really. Well, I watch a lot of series. I'm not very much into movies these days.
What TV show are you watching right now?
Well, I've gone back. I didn't complete Breaking Bad, and I did recently, and I love that. That first few episodes I wasn't really involved in. I thought I was going to not watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
The deeper I got into it, the better it got, and now I finally finished it. I thought it was one of the best I ever see. Oh. Also, The Ozarks I thought was really good too.
I thought when Pony asked like what series are you watching, you were just going to deadpan hit him with the Western Conference
Pacers
Finals,
and
the
Knicks.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, that too. I mean, I do that all the time. I love that stuff. But
Will Pompeiani be at Jelly Roll / Post Malone tonight?
Unfortunately, no. We saw Jelly Roll when he was here in November, I think it was. My wife loves that stuff, and we just don't. We will be at the George Strait concert on Saturday night, along with Chris Stapleton. I'm a big Chris Stapleton.
Oh, that sounds like a really good one. Where's that at?
That one.
Is that at the stadium?
That's at Acrisure Stadium. Oh. Yeah.
Send out some videos of that, Bob, if you
will. Oh, I will. There's no question. I can just got sometimes I get lost in all the minutiae of how to edit it all, so I'll figure that out.
Man. Have fun, Bob. We'll talk again soon.
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. And Chris, we got to keep on plugging on this game. It's a tough game.
I know. Tell Joe Starkey that. I don't even want to talk about what's going on with me and putting right now, Bob. You'll see it eventually and you'll be scared.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Bob. That music means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. We've all had time to think about this one. Top five non-sports video games of all time. The trailer for the new college football game is out, NCAA Football 2026. That has people stoked and fired up. But we've ranked sports video games before, so why the hell not branch out and look into the world of non-sports? You know, I'm going
to... God, you're such an ass. You gave us literally 2.5 minutes to figure this out.
You guys are going to love my first one. Okay. I really think you are.
Well, we're doing this our usual power rankings.
Number five, Oregon Trail. You tell me you did not show up to school third or fourth grade, whenever it was. You
computer
turned that
class,
computer on.
That Apple IIe. Donnie, today's kids will never know what the Apple IIe computer
is. I love that game because you're going to be in disbelief.
And you're going to have dysentery like crazy.
You're going to try to ford the river and that thing, oxen are going to drown.
Exactly. You're freaking
hot. You're going to go hunt for buffalo meat. You can only carry 200
I never
pounds
won.
Back.
You
never won?
I was so snake bitten, literally, on that game.
On that snake river. Did you ever even make it to the last part where you actually have to navigate down the river?
Yeah, you have to, like, maneuver down the river.
It's the only part
of
it that's
remember,
like an action game. I've won, baby. I've gotten there.
I've won
I was always a banker from Boston. Screw those poor farmers from the Midwest starting way sooner.
I just
I wanted
remember
all the money.
Back in my heyday.
God, this is so it's already so stupid.
Just my eyes wide open in bed. Like the night before computer class was the next day, and I'm thinking to myself, like I had a big game to play the next day. This is it. I'm getting to Oregon, damn it, by hook or by crook.
I can't believe you didn't go with Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
No, I liked Oregon Trail better. That's five for me. Four.
All right, so I got to go with my number four.
Yep.
Obviously, this is disappointingly real video games, Donnie. Super Metroid for Super Nintendo.
Never heard of it. Was it good?
You've never heard of Metroid? Samus?
Spacesuit wearing. I'm not familiar with his game.
Her game. That was the whole thing. If you beat the game fast enough, you would discover that underneath the power suit was a hot chick.
Well, I almost put Tomb Raider on the list because of that. Lara Croft was a real hottie.
No, that was like the featured ending was you'd find out Samus was a woman wearing a bikini apparently under the thing. It was just it was just a great game, man. It was a shoot 'em up game. It was kind of not a suspense game, but it was on Super Nintendo, so you kind of know what the graphics were.
Yeah.
It was super immersive, a lot of like power-ups and fun. I had tons of fun playing it, and I have, and this is the part you'll be that you'll laugh at me for. It's also a great game for speedrunners, like the people who try to just break a game by beating it as fast as they can. It's got to be one of the 10 most popular in that realm, and so
I'll tell you what
that reason.
Games I never got into, all that Final Fantasy nonsense.
Oh.
Those games took forever. Why, you put that on your list?
No, but I like to play those games.
Just way too.
I didn't put that game on there, though.
Time consuming. Three for Donnie.
So you mean RPGs, role-playing
yes.
games. Okay.
Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, I've left Guitar Hero off. That's a great call.
How about
call.
That? You had all this time to think. You gave us 90 seconds.
That's a great call.
I think I go two because that's the first one I actually had. I kind of bought them out of order.
I would have picked three because, and God, did that shape some of my musical influences.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
definitely.
You could have gone with multiple different ones. Like, I had the Aerosmith one. I had the Rock of 80s one.
I would never have known who the artist Buckethead was if it wasn't for Guitar Hero 2. I would have never heard of the song Through the Fire and Flames if it wasn't for Guitar Hero 3.
What a war that song was.
Oh, dude, in the early days of YouTube, there were people who would try to play
oh,
that
yeah.
song at expert mode at 100%. I thought it was more impressive than watching real guitarists.
Question for the judges. Would you guys consider Pong a sports game?
Yes, because it's ping pong essentially. Pong is not a non-sports game. It is a sports game. Because I knew you'd have
it's out of here, baby.
I didn't put
it's
it
out.
On, I didn't
I'm
put,
putting Cowboy Joe West on here. Get it out of here.
I didn't put it on my list, but I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, sure you didn't.
It
this
fell
list
into
that
the sports
you literally just made.
Domain.
Yeah, number three, Pony.
Number
no,
three.
You're number. I'm sorry. You're number.
I'm number two.
Yeah, sorry. You're number two.
Well, I deliberated, as you guys know, I deliberated about this for a very long time. I put Mortal Kombat, too.
That's a fighting. Fighting is a sport.
No, it get the hell out of here. No, that's
so
not
wait,
true.
So, is mixed martial arts a sport?
Yes, it is. But
so,
no,
a fighting game
Chris,
is a sports game.
No, that's like EA Sports was not making Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. No one would classify games where people fought each other to the death as a sports game.
So you're saying that the fighting genre of games is somehow
so,
completely
so the
distinct.
Movie Mortal Kombat is a sports movie? When we debate
yes.
the greatest sports movies of all time, we throw
yes.
Mortal Kombat in there?
Yes.
Come on.
Mortal Kombat!
All right, I'll take
Donnie,
it off the list if you guys want
movie
me
or
to.
Not. Or sports game or not.
You do not think of Mortal. You do not think of Mortal Kombat as a sports game, do you?
I don't.
Thank you.
But I was having the fun of giving you a hard time.
Wait,
since...
you're picking the original Mortal Kombat? That game sucked compared
no, it
to
didn't.
Mortal Kombat 2.
Well, okay, but...
Mortal Kombat 2
Mortal
way
Kombat,
better.
Mortal Kombat was one of my favorite games. Speaking of attractive video game characters,
Sonya
Blade.
Blade. Yeah.
And I just remember my dad bribing Anthony DeFazio when we were at Video to Roll, because he had the last copy of Mortal Kombat, and he gave him $10 to put the game back so I could get it. It was a great... father-son
wait,
moment in my life.
So, like, he bought the game for you after the kid put it
the
back?
The kid was on his
Video
way
to
get to it.
Roll.
Yes. The kid was on his way to rent it for
kid
himself.
Didn't oh, it was a rental.
And it was the last one.
Now, if the
and
kid
my
was
dad
renting
said,
it,
hey,
yeah.
I'll give you 10, go rent something else. And he took the $10 and rented, I think, Kirby.
If it was, oh, Kirby was a great game, too. That pink little guy sucking up everything
little
and
Kirby
getting their
Air Ride.
I didn't play that one. All right.
And then you could, like, find a way to get the blood version on. That was huge
ABA,
in my household.
I still, okay, I can't
Don,
remember what
you,
I had
you don't,
for...
You don't, you're not aware of yeah. any of this.
Donnie, I cannot remember what I had for
I
breakfast
played some
yesterday.
When I was young.
Finish
but
him.
I can still remember going on Sega Genesis and typing in ABACABB, and that blood starts to appear. And on the Super
Sub-Zero,
Nintendo one, it was just sweat.
People of that nature.
Scorpion.
Some blade jobs happening.
Oh, yeah, they're blading. My number one is a game... Pony's going to immediately trash. I think it's the greatest role-playing game of all time.
Oh, goodness.
This game called Chrono Trigger for Super Nintendo.
I've never
I
heard of
I played it for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Why do you pick a game that literally we have a text line, a YouTube page, and Twitter, and not a single person is going
to
say,
me to alter
oh,
my
that
list?
Was a great
okay,
game.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to make it arbitrarily number three on my list. You know what's number one? Grand Theft Auto 5. Changing my list for the purposes of this show.
Thank you.
Because my 3, 2, and 1 are pretty much interchangeable based on
why
feeling.
Did you pick the nerdiest video game that you could possibly come
so
up
I
with?
I would elicit this response.
And what was the name of it again?
Chrono Trigger. And the real...
This
might
came
bring,
out in 1995 is what the
yeah,
internet
this
tells
might
me.
Bring Jeff and South Park out of hibernation. The real heads know what I'm talking about. It's an all-time great. But I will, for the
this
the
timeless RPG classic returns with upgrades.
Yeah.
I was ready to make Grand Theft Auto my whole list since we had 90 seconds to do this.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is still just unbelievably entertaining.
San Andreas.
I mean, 5, though, once
Vice City.
When you play, say, like, an earlier one after playing 5, you realize, like, oh, my God, like, how much better it
got. Did you guys have any of the Super Marios on your list?
I had Super Mario Brothers 3 at number 5.
I had Party and Kart. Now, Kart could probably be...
I love Kart.
That's a racing game.
Yeah.
That's a racing game. That's sports.
Chris.
I'll
go Mario Party.
Do you have any rules integrity whatsoever? Oh, yeah, they're in go-karts. That's not a sport. No one's ever raced four-wheeled contraptions and called it a sport, ever. I'm surprised you didn't just put NBA Jam on your list because 2-on-2 basketball isn't recognized by the International Basketball Federation. My list was number 5, Super Mario Brothers 3. Number 4, Super Metroid. Number 3... Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, the one for Nintendo Switch.
Breath of the Wild.
Incredible game. My list is the best list. Number 2, Chrono Trigger, because I played against the nerd tendencies here, and number 1 is GTA 5.
How about Ms. Pac-Man? Anybody have any love for her? I did not.
No, if I were going to put any of the old games on, man, I think Tetris.
I also put GoldenEye.
That's a great pick. Damn,
I think I played that on my buddy's GameCube.
Hours.
Oh, yeah. Multiplayer was just disgustingly fun. Because you could set it to proximity
the four controllers.
And you could just mine the places where people would appear when they respawned. And they just blow back up again.
The boys were buzzing.
Oh, my God. Kids today, again, won't know. They just jump on their headsets. It'd be you and three of your, like, nerdy friends eating Cheetos, drinking Mountain Dew, and other pop. The controllers are just grease covered by the end of it. Oh, yeah.
I probably could have gone with... like a Call of Duty on here, but I sucked at all of those games.
I've never, as they like to say, picked up the sticks and played a game of Call of Duty in my entire life.
I'm horrible at those games. Horrible.
I missed that whole generation.
That's why I put three different Grand Theft Autos on here, Mario Party and Guitar Hero 2.
Chrono Trigger is the best with all of the multiple endings. It is the correct answer. Thank you.
Who the frick said that?
Mike on Twitter. And then Drunken Pittsburgh said Mortal Kombat is listed as a martial arts movie, and that is a sport. Malzy is vindicated.
You guys suck.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.